Good afternoon. My blog for today is called How to Protect Your Precious Things from the Cat. Now, just because you love your cat doesn't mean that he should take preference around things that are in your home. I'm talking about things strategically placed, like things that are precious to you that sit atop your bookshelf, in the centre of the table, or just carefully on your desk. Many of these things are of great value, whether they be permanently or temporarily, it doesn't matter. They're worth something to you in your eyes, and the last thing you need is a clumsy, four-legged, wonderful ball of fur upsetting the value by smashing it into smithereens at a moment's notice. Cats are not so bad, as they have usually outgrown that playful come hither or else attitude. It's the kitten that needs watching, although I have to admit that some cats can have their moments as well. I'm talking about an emotional attachment to a vase, and then the flowers that are so carefully arranged inside that vase. I'm talking about Christmas heirlooms that are ornaments lovingly are placed around your tree. I'm talking about delicate figurines handed down from five generations ago, skillfully arranged about the bookshelves. I'm talking about a carefully decorated cake that lifts on the countertop for the birthday this afternoon. I'm talking about any number of situations whereby things of value are perched upon, laid down around, carefully stretched out over areas of your house to be seen and not to be touched but admired. How does one ask an animal, your new kitty, to comply with the rules of the house right from the start of its life of sharing with you? I have friends who creep around their new kitty with a bottle of water that can be squirted at him the moment he puts the wrong foot forward. I have other friends who throw tiny objects at their cat when he comes too close for comfort to precious items in their house. These things have only incurred more breakages as far as I'm concerned, because in both situations, both the kitty and the cat think their humans are playing with them. No, you really have to employ the use of something strong that will enable your staff to stay put no matter what beating it's going to get. Much like being prepared for an earthquake or high winds, these are the types of thoughts that you need to employ when you decide to bring a playful animal in to join your family. Have you ever heard of museum wax? It comes in tubs of three sizes and is a blend of microcrystalline waxes that are fail-proof in the protection against damage caused by nature rearing its ugly head, as it tends to do from time to time. Now let's face it, if it protects from such extremes, then it must surely be safe to use around the paws of a tired, playful cat. These waxes are made specifically to protect both your precious item as well as the wood to which it needs to stay attached, or even other finishings such as marble, ceramic, glass, crystal or porcelain. I would recommend a tub of museum wax any time to each household, whether they have a cat or not, because earthquakes and gale force winds do not differentiate between a house that holds animals or just humans. It might be a good reminder right now to get some to shore up some of your things now, in case something serious weather-wise happens in the not-too-distant future. Easy to use, just put some between your fingers, mould them into little balls, and place them beneath each precious item. Even busy cats will have to be pretty strong to alter their resistance to movement once set in place. All you have to do when you need to reposition something is to give it a little twist. It has its uses even when attaching frames to walls. Sand or small stones made either of stone or glass will weigh some things down naturally as well. Have you tried those non-slippery pads of material that mariners or mobile home users use in their boats and buses? So you can make your house cat and kitten proof before he joins your household. Nothing, of course, is entirely 100% perfect. However, something is better than nothing. Thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.